Okay, Parshas Drachim, we're in the Drush Shvi'i, and this is a Drush about the Milas of Eretz Yisrael, the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but he always starts with a heading, a Medrash, that he'll get to later, but just to read it, because that's how he starts. The Medrash is from the Sefri that says, when there are poor people, ki yebecha evyon me'achan achicha, so we make a Drush in every line of that, who comes first in terms of your priorities of tzedakah, who do you give tzedakah to first? So me'achan achicha comes to tell you, a brother from a father comes before a brother from the mother. And how do you know the poor people of your city come before poor people from another city? It's because it says Becha Cherecha. And how do you know Aniye Eretz Yisrael come before Aniye Chutzaretz? How do you know poor people in Israel come before poor people in other lands? Tam Alom of Artzacha, Minayin Shaf Chutzaretz Kain, Tam Alom of Shemesher, Shem Alkecha Nosinach. Okay, that's just the heading. But we'll get back to that Medrash later. Right now, we're going to start. He starts off discussing a new a pasuk in Tehillim that is about that where he gets into talking about how great Yerushalayim is in Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk says in Tehillim, Kuf Chav Beis. Most of us know this pasuk from a song or various songs. Yerushalayim ha-benuya k'ir shechubra lalat yachtav. Yerushalayim that is built like a city that is all connected together. Shesham alu shvatim shivtei ka'edis l'Yisrael. That the Shvatim, the Shiftei Ka, went up, that they're an Eidus to Yisrael. Lahodus L'Shem Hashem, to give thanks to Hashem. Kishama Yashru Kisos L'Mishpat, that's where the seats of Mishpat are. Kisos to Beis David, seats for Beis David. That's the Pasuk. Okay, he starts off saying that he heard from the Maharam Galanti, who wanted to explain these Pesukim as follows. That the Medrash says that Shlomo planted every kind of fruit or vegetable in Eretz Yisrael because he knew where exactly plant what, because there were different parts of Eretz Yisrael that were connected to all the different lands, and he knew where he could plant different things, so he was able to plant all different kinds of peppers and whatever, different kinds of vegetation in Israel. But he did not plant peiros ginosar, which are the super sweet, wonderful fruit. Why did he not plant that? The Gemara Pesachim and Dav Chesam Vei says, because the Olei Regalim, because if Yerushalayim had Peiros Ginosar, these sweet fruits that everybody loved, so then they would say, you know why people are doing Aliyah L'Regel to Yerushalayim? Because they love eating all the great stuff that's planted there. So he specifically did not plant Peiros Ginosar, so everyone would know that people go up to Yerushalayim to do Avodas Hashem and not to get some good fruit. Okay. So that's how he understands these pesukim. It says, Yerushalayim ha-benuya k'ir shechubra la-yachtav. It's like everything's chubra la-yachtav, like everything's connected to it. In what way? Like we said, that everything's connected to it because all the lands have a connection to Eretz Yisrael, so you could plant every different kind of fruit or vegetable in Eretz Yisrael because there are parts of it that connect to all the other lands. So that's k'ir shechubra la-yachtav. And if you're going to say that, then, well, how come there's no Peiros Ginosar there? So that's what the pasuk continues. Shashama alu shvatim shiftei ka, because that's where the people go up to Aliyah L'Regel. So you're not going to find certain things there because they specifically didn't want to plant certain things because everyone should know that it should be an Eidus that Klal Yisrael is going up L'Shem Hashem. L'Hodos L'Shem Hashem, that's the pasuk continues, they're going up. The shiftim shiftei ka went up. Eidus Yisrael L'Hodos L'Shem Hashem. It should be an Eidus that they went up to give thanks to Hashem and not to go eat the fruits. Okay, that's the Maharam Galanti. But he wants to explain it himself a different way, as follows. Okay, so now it's an age-old debate. Is it better to live in a big city or in a small town? So it's actually a Gemara, somewhat, in Ksuvis. It's a Mishnah, really, that says that you can force, if you get married to someone and now you want to move, so you can force them to move from city to city, or from krach to krach, which is like big city to big city. So you could force your spouse to move from small town to small town or big town to big town, but not from big town to small town and not small town to big town. That's the Mishnah in Ksuvas on Daf Kuf Yud. So now, which one of those is more pasha to you? Moving that it's hard to move from a big town to a little town or a little town to a big town. Anyway, the Gemara seems to have understood that big towns are better. So it says, I understand why you can't force someone to move from a big town to a small town because small towns don't have everything. Maybe that's not true today, but Jewishly, maybe it is in terms of getting all your kosher food or whatever. But anyway, The Gemara says it understands why going from a big town to a small town you can't force someone to do, because in the big town you get all the shopping you want, everything's available. In small towns, not so much. But why can't you force someone to go from a small town to the big town? Isn't that a big upgrade? The Gemara says this is a siyua, this is a support to Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, who says that yeshivas krachim is kasha. It's hard to live in a big city. As it says, Vayivarchu ha'am l'chol ha'nashem and misnadvim l'shavas b'Yerushalayim. That's a pasuk in Nehemiah. That's in Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Beis. That says, the nation blessed those who donated themselves, who were misnadev, who volunteered, who agreed to live in Yerushalayim. And Rashi says, because living in big cities is hard. Why? So Rashi says, because everyone lives so close together, the houses are right on top of each other. The air is stuffy, and I didn't say smoggy, we would say that today, but the air is stuffy, everybody's on top of each other. And in smaller cities, so then there's grass, there's orchards, nice, open, nice, good air. So that's why it's hard to live in a big city. Okay. Now, Agav, he just asked Akasha and Rashi, because Rashi in Nehemiah itself explains the pasuk Hamis Nadvim Asher Nadvarucham, to live in Yerushalayim. Rashi says that refers to the watchmen, those who were there to guard the city from enemies. That's why they were misnadvim. So that would not fit with that Gemara. He just leaves that as a kasha. Okay, we have a Gemara that is a stira to everything we just said, it would seem. That's his question. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Mem Tesam Beis, says if somebody marries a woman on condition that they're a Kohen, and it turns out they're a Levi, and those kind of switches. Or it says someone's a Ben Ir, and it turns out they're a Ben Krach, or the reverse, the Kedushin is not valid. So Rashi says, Ben Ir v'nimtza Ben Krach, what's wrong, what's the problem with being, if you said you were a Ben from a small city, and you were actually from a big city, what's wrong with that? So you would expect him to have said, based on what we said before, that living in big cities is difficult because everybody's smushed together. That's not what he says. Rashi says, because since there's so much commerce going on there, I don't know why this would be, but since there's so many businesses, yoker matzah, I guess there's so much demand, so things are more expensive there. And there's dochik over mishavet. Okay. And then the inverse, ben krachman into ben ir, why is it negative if you were from a big city and turns out you're from a small city? What's wrong with that? Rashi says, even though that's actually a maila, afapi shehit l'shvach tozu. Okay, so there he says, even though that's actually better, it's better to be from a small town, but a smaller city. But still, since you said on condition A and it turns out it's not true, so that's still a mistake. It's still not what you promised, and therefore the condition is not valid. So that has, like, you know, all the every question. First of all, I'm not going in the order of the Parsha Tracham asked him. These are the questions he asked. First of all, that's the opposite of the Gemara we just had in Ksuvas. There, the Gemara in Ksuvas took it for a Dover Pashut that living in a big city is better, and had to come up with why is it better not, you know, what's better about a little city. And the way Rashi explained the Gemara in Kedushin, it's actually the opposite. The living in a big city is worse. And that's it. It's worse. It's just that even though it's better to live in a small city, okay, but it's not what you promised, and that's why it's not a valid Kedushin. But really, of course, it's better to live in a small city. And again, the Gemara in Ksuvas is clear that it's pashut to the Gemara, it's better to live in a big city. How to figure out what's also better about a small city. That's question one. Question two is, why didn't he say what the Gemara in Ksuvas said? So, in other words, besides the fact that he said it's not any better, he didn't even mention the Gemara in Ksuvas says that it's better to live in a bigger city because there's more stuff available there. So, he didn't mention that. Again, he just said it's actually it's the opposite. So he didn't mention the Gemara in Ksuvas. It's the opposite svar of the Gemara in Ksuvas, it seems. And furthermore, this is all kind of like an Agav comment, but that which he says, that it's just not what you promised. So even though it's really better to live in a small town, it's not what you promised, so the Kedushin is not valid. That's a Machlokas Tanaim. And Reb Shimon, for example, is of the opinion that the Kedushin would be valid in a case like that if it's just Reb Shimon says, "Imhitel shvachar is a mekudesh." So why should we assume that this Mishnah is dafka not going according to Reb Shimon? And not only that, he proves, without going into all the details, he proves in the Gemara Kedushin over there that it's not true, that the Gemara thinks that Reb Shimon can fit with the Mishnah. Or at the very least, in its discussions, it was clear that it thought that he could fit with the Mishnah. So, anyway, those are the questions. Rashi seems to be completely against that Gemara in Ksuvas. Okay, but for the purpose of our drush, the main thing we need to know is there's a Mila. In other words, he leaves his questions shver on Rashi. But for us, what we need for this drush is to know what's better about a city and what's worse. So we know what the things that are worse about a city are everybody shmushed together. Okay. What's worse about a small town is that you don't have, not everything's available. Okay. So one we discussed one negative thing about a city is that everybody shmushed together and there's not good air. Another thing that's bad about a city is that a shchiach gezel and arayas there. How does he know that? Because the Gemara in Erev and Davcha Falafom and Beis says, Rava made a drasha that, that Knesset Yisrael said to Hashem, don't judge me like Yoshvei Krachim. Don't look at me like Yoshvei Krachim. Sheish mehem gezel v'arayas. Rather, Netzi Asada, let's go out to the Sada. Ve'erecha tamidei chacham she'oskim b'Torah mitoch ha'dochak. Okay. So, Rashi says, because of all the shops and the merchants and the rochlim, so there's all kinds of stuff going on there. Gezel and arayas happens there. So another negative of Krachim is, besides that it's shmushed and everybody's on top of each other and there's bad air, there's also Shkiach, Gezel, and Arayos there. And he just mentions, Agav, that there is a Medrash in Rus that sounds the opposite of this as far as the Gezel and Arayos, because the Medrash in Rus says, Vayvos, Dei Moab, Vayi, Risham. So the Medrash says that they, Mitchila Bo Lehem Ba'ayaros, Matzo Sam Prutzim Ba'averos. And in the Ayaros, what did I say, Arayos? In the Ayaros, they were Prutzim Ba'averos. And that's Mashma more than the Krachim. Because they went from the Ayaros to the Krachim because they were Prutzim Ba'averos. So anyway, the Marash Yafa answers that maybe by Jews it's different. By Jews, in the Krachim it's more Gezel V'Arayas as opposed to by Akum, it might be the opposite. Or maybe this was just an exception with Moav, whatever. But that's Akasha. You know, in myth that seems to be Akasha to it. So yeah, there's different Terutzim. But he's sticking with this for the purposes of this drasha. We got now two. We're going to get to three. Two things negative about a city. Number one, again, is that it's hard to live there because everybody's shmushed on top of each other, can't breathe. Number two, this gets all over the arayas. Number three, another thing about cities is that there are supposed to be more moshlim rayim ba'alilos beresha. So there's more, corruption over there where people will try to get you in trouble. How do you know this? From the Gemara in Brachos, on Daf Nun Daled, that says, Hanichnas lekrach mispalashtayim, achnas bichnisasa vachas biyitziyasa. If you go into a krach, that's the big city, you have to daven once when you go in and once when you go out. And Rashi explains there, because there are moshlim rayim mechapsim alilos. Again, there's some kind of corruption over there where they try to scam you into paying for tickets that you don't deserve, so, you know, something like that. Okay, now if you keep me score, in case I haven't said it enough times, it's 1-3. The one good thing about a city is that everything's available there. Three negatives are everyone on top of each other, there's Gezel V'Arayas, and there's corruption, and people and the government trying to get you in trouble. And with this, we can understand the Psukim, the Pasuk we started with, of Yerushalayim, Habanuya Kir Shechuvra La'yachtov, that whole Pasuk. As follows. Now, Yerushalayim, let's start off here, is a krach. Yerushalayim is a krach. That's your classic krach, right? On Purim, you read in Yerushalayim on the 15th because it's a krach. And a krach means mukav choma. And he explains that's why krachim are so shmushed together because it's surrounded by a wall. So everybody, you can't expand the city if you tried because it's all walled in. So everybody's on top of each other. So now when we talk about Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is going to be the exception. Yerushalayim is going to have all the milas, none of the negatives of a city. Because it's Yerushalayim habnuya ki'ir shechubra lo yachtav. It's like an ear. Yerushalayim, the krach, the walled-in city, is ki'ir. It's like an ear. Shechubra lo yachtav, that you can attach things to it. Meaning most krachs, you can't attach anything to it because of the city, because of the wall. Yerushalayim is going to be an exception that it can expand. Who told us it can expand? First of all, it says, the Omer Adam Lachaber Tzadli Hamakam Shalim Yerushalayim. No one ever said it was too small, Yerushalayim. Number two is there's a Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Ayin Hey that says Hashem is going to Amar Yishimim Ben Lusolakish Asadakash Berla Hosef Yerushalayim. Hashem is going to add to Yerushalayim, make it bigger and bigger and bigger. And depending on the Gemara, one says it's going to go to Damascus. That Asidun Yerushalayim Lios Megin Shari Yerushalayim Lios Megin at Damascus, and some say it'll go all the way to the Yamukinus. Point is that it's another medrash that says it'll go all the way to the Yamukinus. Either way, Yerushalayim can expand tremendously. So Yerushalayim's not going to have, when it's rebuilt, it's not going to have the issues of other cities of being small and cramped, because it can expand and get huge. Another Gemara in the same in Bava Basra also says that Hashem wanted to give Yerushalayim Bemida in a specific measurement, and the Malachi Asher says, all the other cities of the Goyim, you didn't give Bemida. How come Yerushalayim needs to be specific Midas? And Miyad, Vayom Relai, Rutzad, Daver, Lanar, Halaz, Prazos, Teshev, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will be Prazos, that's the opposite of walled, all open. Mirov, Adam, and Behema. So it'll be like an open city in the sense it won't be shmushed. It'll be able to expand and get as big as it needs. Has no shear. Okay, all these starts to say Yerushalayim won't have that negative of being shmushed. So it'll be able to expand as much as it needs. Okay, so we have one negative down. But maybe we can say, what about negative two? There's Gezel v'Arayas. Well, Arayas you don't need to worry about. Kisham avtu shift, shisham alu shifteka. They call the shifteka. What does shifteka mean? We know from Rashi and Chumash. It's called Reuven. It's called Mishpachas HaRuveni. There's always a hey at the beginning and a yud at the end to say that that's Hashem's name, yud and hey, HaRuveni, right? They're all called Mishpachas HaRuveni, Mishpachas. So the hey and the yud to tell you that Hashem signs his name on them, like he's made, that they were not involved in Arayas. So that's the Sham Alu Shivteka, that it has the yud and the hey, that Hashem is made, that they were not Mizana, so they were Gedurim Ba'arayas. So that's Shama Lo Shivteka. That takes care of the Arayas. And if you're going to say, what about the corrupt government that are going to try to get you in trouble? No, Shama Yashua Kisil Lemishpat Kisil Sebeis David. That's the third negative. You're not going to have corrupt governments. You're going to have Kisil Lemishpat Kisil Sebeis David. And Beis David is, of course, going to do the correct thing in the Kisil Lemishpat. So you have all the milas of Yerushalayim has all the milas and none of the negatives of a city. It doesn't have the Gezel of Arayas, it doesn't have the being shmushed, and it doesn't have the corruption. It has all the good. Okay, let's stop here.